Hello again. This is John Chardy to have words with you and consider the riff in midriff. As far as I know, the combined form midriff is the only survival in current usage of the old English word hrif, H-R-I-F, meaning belly, which is, of course, the middle of the body. Ribs is remotely related, for they occur more or less in the middle of the body. The alteration of F to P to V or B is common in Germanic words and also in Latin and Greek, and the dropping of the old initial H should pose no problem. Old English hrif and modern English riff and rib are related words, though their cousinage may not be visible at first sight. Do you find that persuasive? It happens to be wrong. The riff of midriff does survive from Old English hrif, but rib is from another source. The ultimate Indo-European root here is reb, R-E-B-H, to roof over or to encase. The point of this little deception, a sufficiently dull but sometimes useful teacher's trick, is to see if you are easily misled. The facts, as it turns out, may be even more curious than such invention on no evidence. Riff came into Old English by way of Common Germanic. It is ultimately from Indo-European krep, K-R-E-P, body. A simplified rule is that sounds made in the same part of the mouth alter to similar sounds made in the same area. K and H are essentially guttural sounds made in the throat, one aspirated and the other not. K, therefore, readily changes to H. In the same way, P readily changes to F in Germanic and sometimes occurs together with it. Vowels, of course, change readily, as you will discover if you take a tape recorder from Maine to Alabama, noting the different pronunciations of, say, out, O-U-T. Let's render it as K-R apostrophe F, letting the apostrophe stand for unspecified vowel. Now change the K to H, as mentioned, and the P to F, and K-R apostrophe P becomes H-R apostrophe F, and so first hrif and then riff. This is John Chardy apologizing, if need be, for having misled you for a moment. I was trying, so to speak, to lie my way to a truth about words. They take close watching. And enough of that. Goodbye until the next time, and good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Chardy.